So the country that's going to benefit first from robotic automation and taking over a lot of the labor jobs or augmenting them is going to be China. Why? Because China can make the robots. Not only is China the leader in robotics with companies like Unitree that are just blowing away everything from the West, but China has the rare earth minerals like neodymium that are necessary to make the actuators, which are the joint motors that go into the robots. And if you don't have neodymium, then you don't make robots, period. So you got to have neodymium. You need to have an industrial factory ecosystem, which China has in spades. You need to have a lot of affordable energy, which China has. And there's a new pipeline from Russia that will provide 50 million cubic meters of gas every year just to northern China. That's energy that used to go to Europe. But of course, we know what happened there. So Russia's selling it to China now. China will have cheap energy, affordable data centers, affordable manufacturing, and China has the advantage in robotics and other areas. China will mass produce the robots for itself first. So that means that the cost of manufacturing goods in China is about to plummet. And I hear people who make precisely the opposite argument, and they're wrong. They say that China's labor cost advantage will vanish as robotic labor takes over the whole world. They're thinking that, oh, when robots come into America, then America's factories can churn out products as cheaply as China's factories. That is not true. That's wrong. I mean, that's an incorrect conclusion. The correct conclusion is that China will automate first. China will have lower labor costs first, by far. And the United States will find itself many, many years behind China. And by that time, it will be too late because China will have established its manufacturing and market dominance in the areas that are ripe for automation, such as manufacturing solar panels, for example, or manufacturing robots, for that matter, or manufacturing EVs, or manufacturing battery systems, telecom systems, even microchips for training AI. China's got its own microchip technology, too. It doesn't need to be NVIDIA for everything. China's developing its own microchips, and it's going to manufacture its own mobile phones and its own, you know, communications chips, everything. So China's going to be years ahead of everybody else in the world when it comes to robotic automation. China's robots will be more capable, and they'll be lower cost, and they'll be churned out in much larger numbers. So that's going to cause even more of a trade imbalance between the United States and China. Because as inflation really kicks in the United States, you're going to see a lot of people choosing the cheaper Chinese goods, which are lower in cost, but the quality of Chinese-made goods is increasing rapidly. You know, China used to be known for just crappy quality, and even I've said that in years past, but that's changing rapidly. China is making very high-quality goods now, durable goods, consumer goods and technology goods, etc., even vehicles. So China's manufacturing capabilities are rising. And China's going to be able to do this at a cost that is unachievable in the West. Absolutely unachievable. Especially when electricity costs in America are edging upwards toward 50 cents a kilowatt hour. They're not there yet, but they will be soon. And in Europe, electricity costs are in many places already higher than 50 cents a kilowatt hour. In China, because of the energy coming from Russian gas and the hydropower projects that China is pursuing, they'll have electricity for 5 to 10 cents per kilowatt hour. So they'll have a fraction of the cost for power compared to America. They'll have the rare earth minerals. They have the industrial base, and they'll have the cheap labor that's augmented by robotics. So nobody's going to be able to compete with China in terms of low-cost manufacturing. Not for many, many years, if ever. Now, in America, you've got companies like Tesla that have their own robots. Now, I forgot the name of the robot, but whatever. It's going to be like a $80,000 robot that's mostly designed to work around the home. I mean, yeah, there will be some factory deployment, but these robots are going to be way too expensive to be replicated in large numbers in warehouses and factories. These are going to be more social robots or medical assistants or a home companion or a home chef or, you know, a robot that can fold laundry or that can, you know, watch grandma or whatever. This is how the robots are going to be used in the West, and they'll be a lot more expensive and they will be less reliable, and there's going to be shortages of these robots. They're just going to be really hard to get because of the, of course, the fact that manufacturing these requires a scaling up of robot infrastructure that just doesn't exist in the West. It does not exist. So the robot you want, yeah, it may be you can find it on the Tesla webpage, but oh, it's available in 2028 or something, you know? And even then, it's $100,000 by that time or more, and it breaks a lot, or it's you know, not durable. Oh, it fell down the stairs. Now it's broken. Whereas the Chinese robots are going to be, let's say, $10,000 to $20,000, and you'll be able to plug them right into a warehouse, like start moving boxes, you know, start sweeping floors, start restocking shelves, or, you know, pick up trash along the highway or whatever they do, you know, even outdoor jobs, agriculture, labor jobs. They're going to be cheap. They're going to be reliable. They're going to be easily replaceable. There's going to be a supply chain where you can get parts. You can get batteries. You know, China's going to dominate. So, oh, and they're going to be mostly shorter robots. So they're going to be robots that are like 5'4" or something, which is fine for most tasks. And that greatly reduces the overall chassis weight of the robot. It requires a lot less energy for that robot to be mobile. And most of the tasks that you're dealing with every day, they don't require a giant hulking Terminator robot. It just requires hand dexterity, which can definitely be achieved with smaller framed robots. So out of China, you're going to get a large number of small robots that are very reliable, very economical, self-charging, you know. Some of them will swap their own batteries out, whatever, and they're going to be able to do a tremendous number of tasks in the years ahead. Now, here's the question. Will China ban its robot exports to the United States because of the trade wars with America? You see, you know, the U.S. is punishing China and saying, well, you can't import these microchips or the microchip lithography technology. We don't want you to have chips. So that's it's a sanction against China as a nation. Well, what if China says, well, we're going to reciprocate that and say, you can't have robots. And then they just focus all their robots domestically to automate domestically as rapidly as possible. You fast forward a couple of years, America is still living in the past with human labor at grocery stores and Amazon fulfillment centers, while China's fully automated everything. And their costs are plummeting and their productivity is exploding and their GDP is exploding. But America has been left behind because of the trade war. That's a very real possibility. China could say that, well, robots that can work in factories, this is actually a national security issue. And we need to ban exports of these robots to countries that are military competitors with China or enemies with China, let's say. So they could easily ban robots to the United States. And then in the U.S., we'll be stuck with the U.S.-made robots that will be, again, too expensive, unreliable, complicated, you know, large, heavy, difficult to transport, you know, long charging times. They'll use more electricity, etc. So that's the difference. That's where this is all going. Now, I've said before, I want a weed-pulling robot. That's my number one request for a robot. I want a weed-pulling robot because I want to grow more food. Actually, I want a robot that grows food, technically. I want a robot that harvests food, that plants food. I want a robot that can pick up a shovel or a rake and can work the dirt. I want a dirt-moving robot, you know. But if we get an all-purpose, generic humanoid robot, even 5'4" model, it's going to be able to do all those things. Plus, it can pull weeds. I also want it to collect my chicken eggs. And there's a few other things I wanted to do as well. On top of that, you know, tasks like picking up trash or whatever. And it'll be able to do all those things because it's going to be a generic all-purpose, you know, humanoid robot chassis. I want it to do perimeter security. I want it to walk around and, you know, keep an eye out for intruders or whatever. Or, I don't know, spot interesting wildlife and take pictures of any animals that it spots. You know, I want to see, hey, how many falcons did we see today? How many raccoons are near the chicken house? Yeah, things like that. I mean, that's agricultural perimeter security. And those are legit tasks. So those are the things that I want, and that's coming soon. So you're going to have robot augmentation of country living. You're going to have robot augmentation of factory work and a lot of other areas as well. So get ready. The future is arriving very, very quickly. And you need to keep an eye on things. Otherwise, it'll pass you up quickly. I will keep you posted, of course, about both agentic AI, which is software AI, as well as robots. And my emphasis is on human freedom and decentralization, helping you live out in the country, helping you have access to knowledge, helping you, you know, live more off-grid so that you don't have to go buy food at a grocery store as much as you used to. If you could grow some of your own food, that would be great. If you could grow some of your own medicine, if your robot could grow oregano and then make, you know, oregano oil out of it, or make, like, grow thyme and make a thyme tincture, you know, it could do that. That's all doable. Wouldn't it be great to have a robot that just makes your own home medicine? Well, that's doable, or it's going to be shortly. And when it can do that, a robot that costs $20,000 is very affordable if it can do all these different tasks, you know, 12 hours a day or whatever it can do before it needs charging again. Or you can swap the battery and send it back out. Hey, get back to work. No break for you. No downtime for the robot. It's working 24/7. It can be pulling weeds at night, you know, whatever. All right, thanks for listening. Check out our AI engine. It's called Enoch, and it's free to use at brighteon.ai. And you can check out my articles at naturalnews.com or my other interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com. Follow me on X at HealthRanger, and follow me at brighteon.social, also HealthRanger, or brighteon.io, which is our blockchain-driven platform for social media. Check it all out there. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at HealthRangerStore.com.